More than 3 million Ukrainians have fled their country in this time of war. That includes more than 250,000 who passed across the southwest border into Hungary. This despite Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's past hostility to refugees from Syria and Afghanistan. With us now from the Hungarian capital of Budapest is Ali Velshi, anchor and economics correspondent at MSNBC and a regular on this show. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Scott.
So what are you seeing there in Budapest now?
Well, so we've had about 282,000, I think is the latest update, refugees from Ukraine. Hungary was at about 10% of the total number of refugees. It slipped now. It was number two after Poland, which has the vast majority of them. It's now number four after Slovakia and Moldova. Because as you mentioned, this is not, even though it's a NATO country, not only is it typically hostile toward refugees, it's also got a fairly right-wing, populist, nationalist, bordering on racist government. And the prime minister happens to be up for election again on April 3rd. Mm-hmm. So he's really trying to sort of thread a needle here because he's been elected on the basis of populism and nationalism and Hungarian nationalism. And now he's faced with this actual crisis that as a member of NATO and the European Union, he has to deal with. I will say the net result is that in places like Poland and Moldova and Slovakia and Romania, you've got really good, robust government efforts to help the refugees who come in. In Hungary, it's civil society. It's churches, it's the Red Cross, UNHCR, mm-hmm. And community organizations and volunteers. Big, big hearts, a lot of people doing a lot of stuff, but they all sort of point out to me, this isn't really the government, it's us.
Yeah. Well, Ali, let me ask you about the prime minister. In the past, he has called migration into Europe a poison, but he did open the border to refugees from Ukraine. Why?
Yeah, I mean, in 2015, they built a razor wire fence along the Serbian border to not have the Syrians come in. In 2018, Hungary passed a bill making it a crime to promote and support illegal migration or provide any assistance whatsoever to undocumented immigrants. Orban distinguishes between those immigrants back then and these immigrants right now. He called them migrants, implying that it was economic, and he calls these ones refugees. Mm-hmm. So the Syrians were migrants, the Ukrainians are refugees. He actually said, this is a quote, he said, "We're not living in the West. We're living in the midst of difficulties throughout our history, so we're able to tell the difference between who is a migrant and who is a refugee." Now, Scott, that's entirely coded language that his supporters fully understand. What it comes down to is the brown Muslims from Syria and Afghanistan were not particularly welcome. They don't really like immigrants here. But the white Ukrainians, though they're not closely related in terms of language or religion, are not as unwelcome as the other ones.
Ali, you spoke to one Hungarian couple hosting refugees on MSNBC. Let's take a listen.
Many friends offered pot food, and we got washing powder and medicine and everything but what they need. We got mattresses and pillows.
Ali, tell us a little bit more about this story.
It was such a great story. It's a Budapest couple who had a flat that was under construction, and they basically just hurried to get it done, and they made it a way station for Ukrainians. So far, 19 Ukrainians have passed through there on their way somewhere else. Right now, there are two mothers and three children staying there, and it was so poignant to listen to them say, "We're here to help them today. Who knows? One day we may need their help." So again, I want to underscore that government policy toward immigration and refugees is not great in Hungary, but I have been running into some remarkable people who are just looking at these people as humans and saying, "Come on in, let's do what we can for you."
Yeah, and does it seem to you that the Hungarian system, that there is capacity, there's space for more refugees who I imagine
this
are
is a good question you asked me. The prime minister has just said yesterday he's expecting another 900,000 to a million refugees. We're hearing even in Poland, where again I say they do a much better job of this in terms of infrastructure, even there mayors of border towns and then getting into larger places including Warsaw are starting to say, all right, we're going to need some help with this if we're going to see this level of inflow of refugees continuing, which then there's no sign time that it won't. Even these countries are saying, all right, we're going to need some help and infrastructure about how to resettle them. As of now, by the way, refugees into the EU get what's called temporary protected status. They're able to work and get residency without going through a whole lot of paperwork to get there. So there's an effort on the part of the Europeans to make this work more smoothly, but it's just more people than a lot of these places can handle at the moment.
And quickly, just to come back to this this pending election, you've described Prime Minister Orban being close to Vladimir Putin. Tell us quickly about the opposition. I understand the opposition candidate says this is now a choice between Europe and tyranny.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Bottom line is Viktor Orban and his right-wing party are so powerful that five opposition parties have now come together to oppose him in the parliamentary elections that are coming up on April 3rd. I will say, even with those five parties, Viktor Orban is still running ahead, but it is being painted as a, do you want tyranny, do you want a pro-Russia Hungary, or do you want a more integrated with Europe Hungary? And we'll find out in a couple weeks.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thank you.
A pleasure.